I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks loops, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peter Lynn Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. And another Mel Pearson Show is upon us. And thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Coach is in our studio coming off a split against the 15th-ranked Lakers of Lake Superior State University at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm doing well, thank you. Let's Good to be with you.
Let's talk a little hockey. How's that sound?
Hey, it's a hockey kind of day today. This morning, trying to get in here. Could have skated all the way in from my place.
How's your ice rink going out there? Is that working out yet?
No, that water's still not freezing yet.
Yeah, but it'll be a little while.
It's a hockey kind of day.
Well, it was a fun weekend of hockey. It would have been nicer to get two wins against Lake State, but we played pretty well throughout the weekend. Just your overall thoughts on the series.
Well, I thought for the most part, you know, I liked five of our six periods. You just take that second period away from our team on Friday night, and I thought we had a pretty good weekend. But obviously, you have to play, you know, it's an old cliche, 60-minute games. That's how long they are. And we just had a little lapse there on Friday night. But overall, a lot of good things. We got some other guys in. Dan Silva came back in. Jamie Phillips played. You know, we got some other bodies in the lineup, and I thought they looked good. So we continue to get a good look at our guys and see what they can do and build in our depth on our team.
You take Brad Stebner out of the lineup. You put in another senior in Dan Silva on Saturday night, and I thought he looked comfortable right from the start. I would imagine he was trying to keep things as simple as possible.
Well, and we talked to him about that too, but I thought he looked real good. You know, when you consider how much hockey he's missed over the last 2 years, not just this year, but the last 2 years, you know, I thought he came and did a great job, and I was more concerned with his conditioning. He probably could have played last weekend, but we were concerned about his conditioning level and just given another week ready to play. And like I said, I thought he came in and did a good job, and hopefully will help our defense core, especially on the power play, because Dan's been a guy in the past who has been on the power play because he really can. He's got a great one-timer from the blue line, so we'll start to look at him a little bit on one of our power play units.
And he got a couple of hard shots in on Saturday night too. One of them was blocked. And I couldn't believe, I don't know if it was Sternberg or whatever, went down and blocked it. I mean, just, I would never get in front of that shot.
Well, he's got a heavy shot, too. So when you feel it, you feel it. And and he can, like I said, he can shoot the puck. We didn't have him on the power play this weekend, but going forward, he'll earn some time there.
How do you prepare him for the weekend differently from the guys that have been in the lineup? He's a guy that's been up due to injury. So is he doing more conditioning work after practice than maybe some of the other players?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, you just have to make up. The hard part is you can't make up all that lost time in 1 week or 2 weeks. You know, it's going to take some time, but he definitely does some extra work after practice and even before practice with Tyler Shalas, strength and conditioning coach, and with our assistant coaches. So he's in pretty good shape now, but having said that, you know, we played you know, a number of games, 12 games to this point. That's his first game. So he's not, we talk about game shape, being in game shape, and that was my biggest concern.
Yeah, and like you said, he missed so much time last year, too, with the same situation.
Well, he did. And, you know, like I said, but he's in the best shape. He came this year in the best shape he's ever been in. So so I give him a lot of credit, and he's maintained that, his weight and conditioning, even in this off time. So so good for Dan, and good to see him back on the ice. And I think our team was excited to have him in the lineup.
Well, lineup. Let's go to Friday night's game. The Michigan Tech Huskies get on the board early in the game, as they have at home for the most part this season. Blake Hedelum with a steal behind the net after a fumbled pass by the defense of Lake Superior State. Hedelum gets his third of the season. This came at the 1:25 mark of period number one on Friday night.
Stays inside of the Lakers zone, down deep. Harold will fire it around on the wraparound. Clement trying to tip it out, unable to do so. We'll have to go back with it. Good forecheck here by Hiedela. Gets the puck. Wrap around. Score! Blake Hiedela with the goal. 1-0 lead for the Huskies on a quick back around on the turnover.
Well, great play there by Blake, and just a heads-up move to do that as quickly as he could.
Well, no question. And, you know, one of the goals going into the weekend, or you know, one of the things we needed to do is put some pressure on their defensemen. And I think that goal was a result of us being aggressive. And actually, Max Vallis had finished two checks on that play, that which created the turnover. And Blake, nice move. Nice move going strong to the net. Knew what he was going to do when he had the puck. And we talked about the back of the net. We talk about that a lot. That's an area where you can find some time and buy some space. And it makes it tough on a goalie when the puck is behind the net, because now it's behind you and you got to, you know, keep looking back and forth. And I thought Blake made a real strong move going to the net. Big goal for us, too. We talk about coming out and having a good start, and we had another good start. We really haven't had a poor start in our building this year, and the team was ready to go. But you could sense it. You know, we just didn't seem to have the energy, Dirk, and you could sense it on the bench, even though we got the early goals.
The Huskies up 1-0 at that point. It is an unassisted goal for Blake Hiedela. Again, his third of the season. And then the Lake State Lakers come out right after that shift, and they really buzzed us for a good 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, their top line came out, and they're a pretty good line. They've got two seniors on that line, you know, obviously, and then they get the one freshman, Globke, who's having a great year. So, but they took it to us, that shift. I mean, we couldn't do anything. They were strong. They kept their feet moving. You know, they just made it really tough on us defensively, and that's one of the things we talked about. You could just, you know, sense that we got through that shift, and then we score shortly thereafter again. But you could just tell, even on Thursday, the day before, the energy just was not the same.
Is that right? You could tell already.
You can tell in practice when everything's crisp or the energy's there, there's some excitement, and you can tell when you have a flat day, and I was concerned going into this game.
Well, the Huskies were up 1-0. They get through that tough second shift against the Radke line, and they score again. Coach ended up calling a timeout, and Malcolm Gould gets his first of the season. Brad Stebner and Mike Neville get the assist at the 3:41 mark.
1-0 Michigan Tech. We're early in the first period. Shots are even up 3 apiece. Back to the point for Stebner. He'll shoot it. Yes! Scores! And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Malcolm Gould, his first goal of the season, fourth of his career, redirects the shot from Stebner. And the Huskies take a 2-0 lead with 16:19 left in the first period.
And there are parts of Malcolm Gould's game, Coach, that you were not happy with, and that's why he wasn't in the lineup consistently. What is he doing better now?
Well, he came in and really skated, and that's the part of his game that he has to continue to work on. You know, there's a difference between skating for the puck and anticipating where it's going versus reaching for the puck and, you know, you're not skating and just reacting to where it's going. Huge difference. It could just be a couple seconds, but it really makes a big difference in a game. So he skated much better, provided some energy. He looked fresh. He looked re-energized, and I thought he brought a lot of that to our team in that game. And that's a big goal for Malcolm. He can shoot the puck as good as anybody, and here he is. He just puts a little sort of a tap and redirection. So
nice play by Stebner to kind of
witness. Real nice play. Great face-off. Good play. Brad had his head up, and we talk a lot about our defenseman just getting the puck beyond that first wave of guys trying to block the puck, because guys are blocking pucks so well now, and he did a real nice job. Saw Gould at the side of net, and that was a big goal, a real big goal. And I thought at that point, the next goal is huge, because I just thought if we could have got the next one, some of that energy or that life, and that just might have put him down, but we couldn't get the next one, and sure enough, the second period started.
Yeah, 2-0 after the first period. We outshoot Lake State 13-10 in period number one. The second period comes out, and 2:27 into it, Matt Johnson gets his second of the season, a great save made by Phoenix Copley. Somebody else, I don't remember who it was that paddled it away after that. Who was that?
Yeah, I think it was Chris Leibringer.
Oh, Leibringer.
Was there, and the puck came out, and, you're right in the crease, and the puck's there, and your reaction, you don't think a lot.
No.
Your first reaction is just to shoot it somewhere, and he shot it, and unfortunately, right onto one of the Lake Superior State's stick, and Phoenix was out of position, out of the net, and it was an easy goal. But that was a play, we had some chances to clear the puck. All three of their goals, when you look at them back, were what I call, unearned, because we were either in position to make a play or could have done something different, and we did not. And whether it's a 50-50 battle for a loose puck or winning a race or just having a chance to clear the puck, whatever it might be, and unfortunately, they got back in the game. But one of the things, Dirk, I want to talk about is learning how to handle a little bit of success. Obviously, we